Theatre Royal. The very name summons up something of grandeur and eloquence, and it was. Hosted by Laurence Olivier, these big-name productions also included the creme de la creme of acting talent, from John Gielgud, Ralph Richardson and Orson Welles, to Trevor Howard, Michael Redgrave and Olivier himself. They were based on works by the world's leading authors, among them Charles Dickens, Henry James, Oscar Wilde and Anton Chekhov. These are but a few of whose company we shall be keeping as we raise the curtain on our first instalment of theatrical history.
The National Broadcasting Company presents, transcribes, Sir Laurence Olivier in Theatre Royal.
This is Laurence Olivier. Today's play is adapted from the work of a man who stands alone. A true prince of storytellers, Robert Louis Stevenson. Each of us has, I'm sure, a favorite Stevenson story. But this one, I think, being among his lesser known, you may like to hear. I myself shall be playing the title role in Robert Louis Stevenson's Markheim.
By your own confession, you stand before this court guilty of callous and premeditated murder. Have you anything to say why sentence of death should not be pronounced upon you?
No, my lord.
The sentence of this court is that you be taken to another place, and at such time as may be agreed, there be hanged by the neck until dead. And may the Lord have mercy upon your soul.
May the Lord have mercy on my soul. If I could only hope that he would. Yet I showed very little mercy myself, and felt at the time neither pity nor remorse. Terror, yes. I went in terror of every sound, every footstep out there in the street. It seemed fantastic that nobody should have heard him die. I thought of them, all the people in the houses round about. Happy people and quiet people. Lonely people condemned to spend Christmas by themselves. But all of them, young and old alike, sitting there in the world outside, listening. Listening to every sound. Yes, it was Christmas.
Yes, Mr. Markheim. It'll soon be Christmas. We can sense it in the air already, I think.
I care nothing about Christmas.
Indeed? That's a pity, Mr. Markheim. A great pity. But I hope indifference hasn't blinded you to the fact that Christmas is very nearly with us. Because I must admit that I'm very conscious of that. Dear me, yes. You must know that I am not indifferent to the fact. I am acutely conscious of it.
You surprise me. I should have thought it made very little show in your calendar.
On the contrary, it appears in rubrics, like three other kindred days, in March, June, and September. We call them quarter days.
Quarter days?
Quarter days, we call them. Though for some of us, they may be days that give no quarter. I hope you don't think of them in quite that light.
I never think of them at all.
Then, sir, I shall have to suggest that you do so, for a quarter day is a day of settlement.
You shall be paid.
I hope so. I also hope that I shall be paid in full.
You shall be paid in full. If not all at once, then...
All at once, Mr. Markheim.
But
there
surely...
can be no more buts about it by the end of the year.
It may not be
it
possible.
It will have to be done in full by the 31st of the month. Otherwise...
There's no need to threaten me.
I hope not. From Christmas to New Year's Eve is a matter of 6 full days. Shall we call them days of grace?
You may call them what you will.
Thank you. Days of grace they shall be. Exactly six of them.